Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Deep in the New Hampshire woods, where the November frost clings to the ground and the birch trees stand like pale sentinels, two hunters, in 1985, pried open a rusted 55-gallon drum. What spilled out wasn't trash or forgotten junk. It was the beginning of a mystery that would span four decades, cross state lines, and demand answers from DNA itself. Four lives, sealed away in steel and silence, waited patiently for their names. Tonight, we follow the trail of a man who wore identities like masks and the families who refused to let the forest keep its secrets. Before we slip into tonight's tale, I want to take a moment to thank you, our listeners, for being here with us in the dark. If you're loving True Crime Sleep Stories, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps us reach more listeners and keeps these haunting tales coming your way. And if you'd like to go a step further, you can become a Patreon member at patreon.com/Kelly Brink. There, you'll get ad-free episodes and exclusive bonus content to feed your true crime curiosity. A special thank you to our newest Patreon members, Rebecca, Aaron, PBR, and Anne Rose, for joining the family and supporting the show. Now, we're going to hear briefly from our sponsors before we dive into your uninterrupted story for tonight. We'll be right back after this.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Welcome back to True Crime Sleep Stories. Now, settle in and get comfy, because I'm going to tell you a story. Picture yourself in a darkened room, the glow of a single candle casting shadows on the wall. Outside, the world is alive with the eerie magic of early November, the last echoes of Halloween fading into frost, but inside, a nightmare is about to unfold. Let's begin in La Puente, California, on a warm Thanksgiving day in 1978. The Honeychurch family gathered as they always did. Laughter, turkey, the clink of glasses. Marlies Elizabeth Honeychurch, 24, arrived with her two little girls, Marie, age 6, with blonde hair and a bright smile, and Sarah, just 1, toddling on unsteady legs. Marlies introduced her new boyfriend to the family. His name was Terry Rasmussen. He was older, quiet, with a steady gaze that didn't quite meet yours. Marlies' mother pulled her aside. "He's too old for you," she said. "Why are you with him?" Words were exchanged, sharp, heated. Marlies gathered her daughters and left with Terry. No one in the family ever saw them again. Across the country, in the quiet mill town of Manchester, New Hampshire, a man named Bob Evans clocked in at the Wombeck Mill in 1979. He was a skilled electrician, reliable on the job, but distant. He lived in a trailer park, kept to himself, and was arrested 3 times in 1980 for writing bad checks, theft, and diverting electricity. Each time, he listed a woman named Elizabeth Evans as his wife. No one could find her. That same year, 25-year-old Denise Denol vanished from a bar 2 blocks from Bob Evans's trailer. In April 1980, 14-year-old Laureen Ron disappeared from her apartment in Manchester. In 1984, 17-year-old Elizabeth Lamote walked away from a youth group home and was never seen again. No connections were made, not yet. On November 10, 1985, 2 hunters walked the trails near Bear Brook State Park in Allenstown, New Hampshire. The leaves were thick on the ground, the air crisp. One of them spotted a blue 55-gallon drum lying on its side near a fallen birch. Curious, they approached. The lid was loose. They pried it open. Inside were the remains of an adult woman and a young girl, folded together, wrapped in plastic, and bound with electrical wire. The smell hit them like a wall. They backed away, hearts pounding, and called the police. New Hampshire State Police arrived. The medical examiner determined both had died from blunt force trauma to the head. The woman was estimated to be 23 to 33 years old. The child, 8 to 10. They had been dead for several years, likely since 1980 or 1981. No identification, no missing persons reports matched. The case went cold. 15 years passed. On May 9, 2000, a state trooper revisiting the original site walked just 100 yards away. There, half buried under leaves and dirt, was another drum. Inside, 2 more small bodies. One was a girl, about 2 to 3 years old. The other, 3 to 4. Same wrapping, same wire, same cause of death. Investigators now believed all 4 were killed around the same time, likely between 1978 and 1981, and that the second barrel had been there all along, missed in the initial search. DNA testing showed the adult woman was related to 2 of the children, the oldest and the youngest. The middle child was unrelated to them, but shared a paternal link with someone else. They were buried together in a small Allenstown cemetery. A simple stone was placed. Here lies the mortal remains known only to God of a woman aged 23 to 33 and a girl child aged 8 to 10. Their slain bodies were found on November 10, 1985, in Bear Brook State Park. May their souls find peace in God's loving care. The case became known as the Allenstown 4. Meanwhile, in California, a man named Larry Vanner lived a quiet life in Richmond. He met Yunsoon Jun, a brilliant chemist in her mid-40s, in 1999. She introduced him to her family as her boyfriend. They held an unofficial backyard wedding in 2001. Yunsoon's friends noticed something off. Larry ate greedily, belched loudly, smoked constantly. His eyes were cold. In June 2002, Yoon Soon vanished. Larry told conflicting stories. She was caring for her sick mother. She was getting therapy. She didn't want to see anyone anymore. Her friend Renee Rose didn't buy it. She went to the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office. Detective Roxanne Gruenhide took the case. She visited Larry's home. In the crawl space, she found a massive pile of cat litter, 4 to 5 feet wide, 2 to 3 feet high. No odor. Strange. An axe leaned nearby. Beneath the litter was a mummified human foot in a flip-flop. Yoon Soon Jun's body was dismembered, buried in her own basement. Cause of death? Blunt force trauma to the head. Larry Vanner was arrested in November 2002. He pleaded no contest in 2003 and was sentenced to 15 years to life. He died in prison on December 28, 2010, from lung cancer, COPD, and pneumonia. But Larry Vanner wasn't Larry Vanner. Fingerprints linked him to Gordon Jensen, who abandoned a 5-year-old girl named Lisa at an RV park in Scotts Valley, California, in 1986. Jensen had been arrested in 1985 as Curtis Kimball for DUI with a child in the car, and Kimball's prints matched a man arrested in 1988 as Jerry Mockerman for driving a stolen vehicle. All the same man. And in 1981, that man, under the name Bob Evans, had left Manchester, New Hampshire, with Denise Bowden and her 6-month-old daughter. Denise was never seen again. The little girl, Lisa. DNA later proved Lisa was not Rasmussen's biological child. Denise Bowden is still missing, presumed dead. When police asked young Lisa in 1986 if she had siblings, she said yes, but they died eating grass mushrooms when we were camping. In 2016, a new science emerged, genetic genealogy. Investigators uploaded DNA from the adult female victim to public databases. A distant cousin responded. A family tree grew. In 2019, 3 victims were identified. Marlies Elizabeth Honeychurch, age 24 at disappearance. Marie Elizabeth Vaughn, age 6. Sarah Lynn McWaters, age 1, last seen leaving California with Terry Rasmussen in 1978. The fourth child, the middle child, aged 2 to 4, was Rasmussen's biological daughter. But who was she? Who was her mother? The search continued. In 2024, the New Hampshire Cold Case Unit partnered with the DNA Doe Project. They built a family tree with over 25,000 people. In June 2025, a breakthrough. A DNA match to a couple born in the 1870s. An obituary from 2005 listed a great-great-great-granddaughter survived by a daughter named Pepper Reed. Pepper Reed was born in 1952 in Texas. She was last seen at Christmas 1975, pregnant. Her family said she moved to California with the baby's father, Terry Rasmussen. They never saw her again. Within 30 minutes, the team found a birth record. Rhea Rasmussen, born 1976 in Orange County, California, to Terry Peter Rasmussen and Pepper Reed. DNA from Pepper's brother confirmed it. On September 5th, 2025, the New Hampshire Department of Justice announced Jane Allenstown Doe 2000 is Rhea Rasmussen. She was 2 to 4 years old when she died. Pepper Reed remains missing. Authorities believe she, too, was a victim of Terry Rasmussen. Terry Peter Rasmussen, born 1943, died 2010, was never charged with the Bear Brook murders. He is the prime suspect in at least 6 deaths. Marlies Honeychurch, Marie Vaughn, Sarah McWaters, Rhea Rasmussen, Un Soon June, convicted, Denise Bowden, presumed, possibly more. He is suspected in the disappearances of Laureen Ran, Denise Danol, and Elizabeth Lamotte, though no direct evidence links him. In 1995, a woman's body was found in a refrigerator dumped in a California canal. Blunt force trauma, near where Rasmussen lived, still unidentified. Investigators continue to seek information on Rasmussen's movements between 1974 and 1985, especially in New Hampshire, California, Arizona, Texas, Oregon, Virginia. If you know anything, contact the New Hampshire Cold Case Unit. The Allenstown Four are no longer unknown. Marlies, Marie, Sarah, and Raya have their names back. Their stories, cut short by a man who lived in shadows, now live in light. Genetic genealogy, persistence, and the refusal to forget gave them justice, even if the killer escaped trial. Pepper Reed is still out there, somewhere. Her family grieves in silence. Denise Bodine's father holds on to hope that fades with each year, but in a small cemetery in Allenstown, four souls rest under stones that finally bear their true names. The barrels are gone. The forest is quiet. And every November, when the leaves fall and the air turns cold, the birch trees whisper their story to anyone willing to listen. Let the wind carry you now. Let the darkness cradle you. Drift down into peaceful, dreamless sleep. True Crime Sleep Stories is hosted and created by Kelly Brink, produced with the support of our dedicated team. Subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast platform to help us keep telling these haunting tales. Visit patreon.com/Kelly Brink for exclusive content and to join our community. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you in the shadows next time. Until then, stay safe out there. And lock your doors. Good night.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.